This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Wednesday, May 2nd, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today, as always. Going to go right to the NBA. The big question, can the Bulls beat the 76ers without Derrick Rose? Certainly nobody thinks the Bulls can win the NBA title now, but a lot of people thought it would still be relatively easy series against Philadelphia. That's turned out not to be true. Yesterday, last night, game two in Chicago, 76ers 109, Bulls 102. The 76ers outscored the Bulls 35-14 in the third quarter, 36-14, 62-37 in the second half. Obviously, that was the difference. Jrue Holiday, 26 points, 6 assists. A very good young point guard in the league that not a lot of people know. Lou Williams, who a lot of people do know now, 8 for 13 off the bench with 20 points and 6 assists of his own. Turner, who has now come on after being a disappointment early in his career in Philly, 19 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Obviously, this is going to be a very tough road to hoe for Chicago. For Chicago, who's going to be the guy who's going to step up? You know, would it be Joakim Noah, 21 points, 8 rebounds? Is that enough? Luol Deng only had 8. Boozer only had 9. Rip Hamilton only had 10. Lucas off the bench has played very well as the backup to C.J. Watson, the backup to Derrick Rose. Lucas with 15 points. Kyle Korver only 2 for 4 for 7 points. I thought he would do a little more. Again, they don't have, this is the problem with Chicago, even with Derrick Rose. Who is that next guy? And it could be one of six guys, but that's a problem, because if it's one of six guys, then you don't really have that second guy. Yesterday, 76ers easily beat the Bulls after beating them 36-14 in the third quarter. 76ers 109, Bulls 92. 76ers steal home court advantage from the Bulls. That series is all tied at 1. The Celtics, how can they win? They're down 1-0 to the Hawks. They're playing in Atlanta. Rondo suspended for the game. Ray Allen still with that bad ankle. So how can Boston steal one from Atlanta? Well, as Doc Rivers, their coach, said, the only way we can win this game is if Paul Pierce plays gigantic, and Paul Pierce played gigantic. 12 for 26 from the floor, 11 for 13 from the free throw line, 36 points, 14 rebounds, 4 assists. Boston beats the Hawks in game two. Boston 87, Atlanta 80. That ties up that series as well. It was the Paul Pierce show, especially late in the game. 13 points in the fourth quarter for Pierce. Boston outscores Atlanta 26-14 in the fourth quarter to get the win. Obviously, that means they were down 5 after 3. Pierce with 36 and 14 rebounds. Garnett with 15, 12 rebounds, 5 assists. Bradley, who's played well, 14 points, 3 assists. You got to give the Celtics a lot of credit for them to get this game and tie up the series. Now, look, I picked the Celtics to win the series, as did many people. You know, Joe Johnson with 22 for the Hawks, Teague with 18. But they just, again, Joe Johnson is a star. You know, a lot of people say he disappears in the playoffs. I don't think that's true. And yesterday, 22 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals. He's obviously a stat stuffer, but not enough. The Celtics 87, the Hawks 80. You got to like the Celtics now. They definitely get Rondo back for Game 3. They maybe get Ray Allen back for Game 3. But if they can beat them in Atlanta without Rondo, they should be pretty good to go at home in Boston, where they've now stolen home court advantage with Rondo. Celtics 87, Hawks 80, series tied at 1, now moves to Boston for Game 3. But it was the Paul Pierce show with 36 points and 14 rebounds. The other game last night, Lakers beat the Nuggets. Lakers 104, Nuggets 100. Lakers protect their home court. They're up 2-0. Kobe's Kobe, what can you say? 15 for 29 from the field, 6 for 7 from the free throw line, 38 points, 4 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 assists, 1 block. But Bynum is the man who's come of age this year. 27 points on 12 for 20 shooting, 9 rebounds, even 2 assists, 2 blocks for Bynum. Sessions, who's been an upgrade at the point, 14 points, 4 assists. Pau Gasol with a great all-around game, 5 for 10 from the floor, 13 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. You know, this is the team effort that Los Angeles needs. Yes, they have Kobe, but they need Bynum and Gasol to really step up. And that's exactly what they did yesterday. For the Nuggets, as we've talked about, you know, they're another team. Who is their star? It's Chicago without Derrick Rose. Who is that guy? They have a lot of very good basketball players. Ty Lawson, 25.7 assists. Fareed, the manimal, the rebounder, 14 points, 10 rebounds. Gallinari, a tough matchup for anyone. Only shoots 5 for 18, but has 13 points, 8 rebounds. But they just don't have, you know, Brewer off the bench with 13. Harrington off the bench with 11 and 6 rebounds. They've got a nice team, but it's not a team that's really built to win an NBA champion. Kobe with 14 in the first quarter to set the tone, 38 for the game. The Lakers go on a 14-0 run in the third quarter to put the game out of reach. Despite shooting 2 for 15 from 3, Lakers 104, Nuggets 100. Lakers lead that series 2-0, and the series now, of course, moves on to Denver for Game 3. Quickly, just want to go over the NBA series. San Antonio leads Utah 1-0. Next game tonight. We'll get into the TV later. Oklahoma City leads Dallas 2-0. Game 3 on TNT tomorrow. Lakers lead Denver 2-0. Clippers lead Memphis 1-0. Game 2 tonight. Chicago-Philadelphia now tied at 1. Miami, of course, leads the Knicks 2-0. You know about the Stoudemire injury. Indiana and Orlando tied at 1 tonight, Game 3 in Orlando. And, of course, Atlanta and Boston tied at 1, Game 3 Friday. So those are your matchups. Do want to talk briefly about the Stoudemire thing. Of course, he's been getting slaughtered in New York. If you have been sleeping under a rock, he punched a fire extinguisher where the cover was glass, not plastic. He broke the glass. The glass sliced his hand. Now he's definitely out. He's definitely out for Game 3 tomorrow night. The Times reported that he's out for the series. The series might be over quickly, might be over in 4 now. A lot of people think, and I think the way he's being used, this is true, a lot of people think the Knicks are a better team without Stoudemire. Really, the difference is Carmelo Anthony is a 30-point-a-game scorer from the 4, and he is just not the scorer from the 3 that he is from the 4. With Stoudemire off the court, Chandler not an offensive threat, really more of a, you know, catch and dunk guy, even though he leads the league in shooting percentage. I understand that, but I'm guessing 75% of his shots are like dunks or close to, you know, lay-ins from 2 or 3 feet away. But whatever. The point is Carmelo can get off from the four. He can't get off playing small forward. So really, I thought the answer was going to be not to start Stoudemire. He might not go for that. In fact, some people said his frustration wasn't from losing, but from the fact that he only got 9 shots the other night when Carmelo took 26 in Game 2 against Miami. But whatever the reason, he now has a laceration of the hand. He did need stitches. He will not play in Game 3. If you believe the Times, he will not play in Game 4 or Game 5 if necessary. But it's hard to believe that the Knicks, if they get one game. Now, a lot of people in New York think it's a big deal that they have to get a win in Game 3 because they're now tied for the longest playoff losing streak in the history of the NBA. 12 straight they've lost dating back to 2001. I didn't realize that was that important, frankly. No one expected the Knicks to beat the Heat, but now apparently a lot of people think if they don't make a better showing against the Heat, that, you know, they might go after Phil Jackson to coach the team now instead of Mike Woodson. Woodson did a very good job, you know, got them to the playoffs. I think they were 18-8 down the stretch, or 18-7. It'd be hard to believe they won't rehire him now, and I don't think Phil Jackson would coach that team anyway. They're not really a championship team. Maybe next year you can make a case. Lynn's healthy at the point. Shumpert comes back at the two. Again, I think they have to bring Amari off the bench, start Carmelo at the four, you know, maybe Landry Fields at the three, and, of course, Tyson Chandler, who is supposedly going to be named Defensive Player of the Year today, and deservedly so. Look, we talked about it all year for the Dallas Mavericks. No Chandler, no Barea, no championship. Chandler was the difference in Dallas between all the Dallas teams before and now all the Dallas teams after. So Stoudemire out for Game 3. Chandler will play. Lynn, they're talking about bringing him back for Game 4. That's beyond stupid. You're not beating the Heat with or without Jeremy Lynn. I guess there'll be pressure if they win Game 3 and they're down 2-1 and Lynn can go, but I don't think it would be a wise decision, because I don't think under any circumstances will they beat Miami 4 times. Want to switch briefly to something that's breaking this morning. Andy Pettit was the surprise witness yesterday at the Roger Clemens trial, but the real fireworks, you knew would happen today on cross-examination. And on cross-examination today, in what can only be described as a huge win for the Roger Clemens defense team, Adonazio, the lawyer for Clemens cross-examining Andy Pettit, essentially asked him, is there a 50-50 chance that you may not have understood or remembered the conversation with Roger Clemens back in 1999 or 2000, where he supposedly said to you he had used HGH? And Andy Pettit said, yeah, that's a fair statement, that there's a 50-50 chance that Pettit did not remember correctly what Clemens said to him. And again, all you need is reasonable doubt. All you need is one juror. You can bet that's going to be pounded to death in the closing by the defense team. That's a huge admission from Andy Pettit. Not surprising. Again, as we've discussed, and I have an article up there at sportstalknetwork.com, and I'm going to have one up later today. I wrote an article last July 5th that discussed all the deposition testimony that Andy Pettit gave before he signed a 2-page affidavit. And there was a lot of wishy-washy in the middle. It was a long time ago. I'm not sure. I don't know. And clearly that's where Adonazio got his ability to ask that question today. And Andy Pettit, I won't even say surprisingly, agreed to that, because now he's walked it down the middle. Now he's done testifying. He can walk out and say, I testified to the best of my ability. He can go pitch for the Yankees. He can do all of that stuff. And you know he doesn't want to be the guy to put Roger Clemens in jail. Now, there's still going to be McNamee testimony. There's still going to be that DNA testimony. But I thought Andy Pettit was really a key witness for the prosecution, and the defense really scored some points with that Andy Pettit testimony, just with that one question. And there's been a lot of back and forth after that at the courthouse today in Washington, D.C. But clearly, this was a huge win for the defense. The prosecution still has a long way to go in their case. But I thought Andy Pettit was a very key witness in this case, and I think on balance, his testimony is going to be beneficial to Roger Clemens and his defense team, not to the prosecution. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Hikari, established in 1877 with more than 130 years of experience, is the world's foremost authority on aquatic nutrition. We know what it takes to offer you and your aquatic pets nutrition that can help them look their best and live a long and healthy life. If you're looking for the best aquatic diets for your hard-earned dollar, look no further than Hikari, the aquatic nutrition leader worldwide. For further information, visit HikariUSA.com and our direct link at BlueZooRadio.com. Off the Bench with Josh Scarr and Scotty Bickford, Mondays at 4 p.m. on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
flooring with high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-246-0508 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-246-0508 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-246-0508 to get your car protected today. Call 877-246-0508. That's 1-877-246-0508. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-246-0508. That's 877-246-0508.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. Moved to the NHL now. One game last night. New Jersey down in Philly. New Jersey evens up the series. Devils 4, Flyers 1. An interesting game. If you watched it, Brizgalov was unbelievable in the first two periods, and everyone was jumping on the Brizgalov bandwagon. And, you know, I was on it very early this year. I thought he could be the difference between them winning the Stanley Cup and not winning the Stanley Cup. But certainly he has only rarely played really well, like Game 7 against the Penguins. And, of course, that was a decisive Game 7. But yesterday he was unbelievable in the first two periods. The Devils outshot the Flyers 25-11 the first two periods, and Philly was winning 1-0 on a goal by Matt Reed, his third of the playoffs. But then the roof caved in the third period as the Devils scored four goals. Yes, the last one an empty netter, but they scored three goals in about a 10-minute span in the third period. Adam Larson with his first of the playoffs. David Clarkson, who has played well but was a 30-goal scorer who had not scored a goal, he gets what proves to be the winning goal with about 9 minutes left in the game. Travis Zajac with his fifth of the playoffs. And then Bryce Salvador scores an empty netter to make it 4-1 New Jersey. Again, New Jersey relying on Brodeur and their experience. Now, the Flyers only took 20 shots. It was like an old-time Devils game. Devils outshot the Flyers 35-20, scored four goals, including the one empty netter in the third period. The Devils steal home ice advantage, which, of course, hasn't been that important in these playoffs anyway. But the New Jersey Devils 4, the Philadelphia Flyers 1. That was the only playoff game yesterday. Just to quickly go over those series: Devils Flyers one game apiece, Capitals Rangers one game apiece, game three tonight. Kings, surprisingly, at least to me, Kings beating first seed Vancouver, now beating number two seed St. Louis 2-0. And the Predators, interestingly, the Predators down 2-0 to the Coyotes as the series goes to Phoenix now, so the Predators lost two home games. In addition, the Predators have suspended two of their players, Andre Kostitsyn and Alexander Ragulov, for missing curfew. Sounds to me like a pretty serious, you know, that's a pretty serious penalty for missing curfew as opposed to, I don't know, having them sit out the first period or something. But they're trying to, I think, have a culture of winning and discipline in Nashville. Certainly they've played well this year, but right now they're down 2-0 to the Phoenix Coyotes, and to make matters worse, they're going to Phoenix for the next two games. So that game is also game three tonight. We'll get into the times and stations a little later. But those are your four NHL Elite Eight series, if you will. Those are the four series that are left. We'll get to the baseball in a minute, but first, I don't know if you heard these John Harbaugh comments. I don't know why these guys, you know, if you're going to have some backbone and make an accusation, make it. But John Harbaugh was interviewed on the radio, and he actually said they played the tape with respect to the Super Bowl wins of New Orleans and New England, given what's happened. Harbaugh said there's got to be an asterisk next to those championships. It's been stained. Unbelievable. Now, Teddy Bruschi, who's the wrong guy to really talk about this, obviously played for New England, won those Super Bowls, loves Bill Belichick, but he said he was shocked at the lack of loyalty from John Harbaugh, because when Harbaugh was interviewing for the Baltimore job, according to Teddy Bruschi, Bill Belichick is the one guy who vouched for John Harbaugh as a potentially good coach in the NFL. So there's a lot going back and forth. Of course, Harbaugh, after it all hit the fan, has now backed off, and he said, "I totally believe they earned," that's a quote, "they earned their championships at New Orleans and New England." And he also said both Bill, meaning Belichick, and Sean, meaning Peyton, know how I feel. So it was very interesting. You got to wonder, do these coaches understand? They think they're talking to a guy on the radio and, like, nobody's listening. And then, of course, it becomes national news, especially once ESPN gets a hold of it. And then, of course, they have to back off. There'll always be a question about Spygate and that Rams Super Bowl. Obviously, the Bounty Gate is also a problem. But it is surprising that John Harbaugh would say that. One other NFL note before we get to the baseball. Matt Leinart was signed by the Raiders to back up Carson Palmer, which is, of course, what he did at they're both USC quarterbacks. So Leinart, former USC quarterback, signed by the Raiders to back up Carson Palmer, another former USC quarterback. Switching to baseball now, American League yesterday. It's almost like you have to start with the Angels, mainly because of the Albert Pujols power outage. Pujols now 0-for-4 yesterday, 96 at-bats without a home run. The Angels do beat the Twins 4-0. Torrey Hunter hits his fourth home run of the year. Howie Kendrick hits his third. Pujols still looking for his first. The Twins can only manage three hits. Williams gets the wins for the Angels. He's 2-1. Liriano takes the loss. He's 0-4. Remember Liriano? Man, when Santana was there and Liriano was in his first or second year, they were a devastating 1-2 punch. But now Liriano 0-for-4 on a punchless team. Twins 6-17. Angels 9-15. But the big news is going to be until Pujols hits one, and even then, I mean, the power outage, he's hitting a lot of balls to the warning track, and that's about it. Angels 4, Minnesota nothing. Chicago White Sox beat the Indians 7-2 in Chicago. Sally gets the win. He's 3-1. Ubaldo Jimenez takes the loss. He's 2-2. A.J. Brzezinski hits his fifth homer of the year. Beckham hits his first home run of the year. Duncan for Cleveland hits his third of the year. White Sox 7, they're 12-11. Beat the Indians 2, they're 11-10. Athletics beat the Red Sox in Boston 5-3. Jamal Weeks with a big 2-RBI single for the Athletics as they score 4 in the fourth inning. Red Sox try and mount a comeback in the bottom of the ninth. Mike Avilas with a 2-RBI single to center to make it 5-3. First and second, two outs. Dustin Pedroia up, but he grounds out to second for a force play to end the game. Parker gets the win. He's 1-0. DuBront gets the loss. He's 1-1. Norberto gets his first save of the year. Red Sox drop to 11-12. Athletics move to 12-13. A couple of other games quickly. The Orioles beat the Yankees 7-1. Orioles 15-9 in first place. Yankees 13-10. Matus gets the win. He's 1-3. Phil Hughes takes the loss. He's 1-4. Granderson hits his tied for the league leading ninth homer of the year. He's tied with Josh Hamilton, of course, of Texas. For Baltimore, J.J. Hardy hits his fourth, and Davis hits his fifth for Baltimore. Tigers beat the Royals 9-3. Tigers move to 12-11. Royals drop to 6-16. Rick Porcello gets the win. He's 2-2. Hawk Everett takes the loss. He's 2-2. The Blue Jays at 13-11, behind the Orioles now. Beat the Rangers 8-7. Cordero gets the win. He's 1-1. Adams takes the loss. He's 0-1. For Toronto, Bautista hits his fourth. Kelly Johnson hits his fifth. And Laurie hits the game-winning home run in the bottom of the ninth to win the game. Blue Jays 8. Rangers 7. A big win for Toronto as Brett Laurie hits the game-ending, game-winning home run in the bottom of the ninth. His third of the year. Tampa Bay 16-8 and in first place, a game ahead of the Orioles in the NL East, in the AL East. But a big loss. Longoria has a partially torn hamstring. If you saw that awkward slide he took the other night, he's out 6 to 8 weeks. Obviously, you can't mess with a hamstring. But Tampa yesterday beat Seattle 3-1. Matt Joyce gets an RBI triple and his sixth home run of the year. Tampa only gets three hits, but they get three runs, and that's enough to win. Tampa 3, Seattle 1. Matt Moore pitched well, gets the win. Noesi, who came over from the Yankees, takes the loss. He's 1-3. Rodney gets his eighth save of the year for the Rays. Saunders hits his fourth of the year for Seattle. And as we said, Matt Joyce hits his sixth of the year, and he was the difference for Tampa. Tampa 3, Seattle 1. That's pretty much it for the baseball for last night. Want to get to the TV for tonight, and again, you're in the NBA, NHL playoffs, so the lead story will be those NBA and NHL playoffs for the next couple of weeks. A number of baseball games as well. In the NBA, Jazz at Spurs, TNT doubleheader, Jazz at Spurs, 7 o'clock Eastern on TNT. Again, doesn't look like much of a series, a much more interesting series. Clippers at Grizzlies for Game 2, 9:30 Eastern on TNT. Now, again, the Clippers had one of the greatest comebacks of all time, maybe the greatest, down 24 with 9:11 left in the game. And they come back to beat Memphis in Memphis, an even more stunning thing that they did it on the road. But the Clippers up 1-0. I picked the Clippers to win the series, but, you know, the Grizzlies had them down 24, so certainly they can win Game 2 and they can win this series still. But that's your TNT doubleheader, Jazz at Spurs at 7 Eastern, Clippers at Grizzlies 9:30 Eastern. Also on the NBA Network, 7:30 Eastern, Pacers go down to Orlando to play the Magic. Now, you know the Magic stole Game 1 up there, so it's 1-1. Coming back to Orlando for the next two. Hard to believe the Magic can win this series with no Dwight Howard, but they have stolen home court advantage. Those are your three NBA games tonight. The NHL playoffs, two Game 3s. Rangers at the Capitals down in Washington, 7:30 Eastern, NBC Sports Channel. Nationally, again, the beauty, if you like hockey, every one of these games is on one of the NBC stations, NBC Sports Channel, CNBC, NBC itself on the weekends. Tonight, Rangers at Capitals, 7:30 Eastern. That series, of course, all tied up at 1 as the Capitals stole home ice advantage on that Ovechkin goal late in the game at the Garden the other night. 9 o'clock game on CNBC. We discussed it at length. Coyotes at Predators. Coyotes down 2-0, going to Nashville. That's at 9 o'clock. On 9 o'clock Eastern on CNBC. And again, the Coyotes leading the Predators 2-0, and they have the next two games at home. We just talked about the Predators' suspensions. It's going to be a tough road for them to hoe as well. That's 9 o'clock Eastern on CNBC. A few baseball games on today as well. The MLB Network, 12:30 Eastern. Rangers go up to Toronto to play the Blue Jays. Mets at Astros, 2 o'clock Eastern. That's on the SNY, the Mets Network. I'm told that's National Network now. Orioles at the Yankees, 7 o'clock Eastern, obviously from Yankee Stadium. That's on the YES Network. Those are your three Major League Baseball games tonight on national TV. This is the Steve Kallis Show, or at SportsTalkNetwork.com.